Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10, Letter Number 3101. Baruch Hashem, Yud Gimel Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Harav HaChosid, with the titles, Moreinu Shloime Chaim Sheyichi Kesselman. He was the Mashpia in Yeshiva in the Kfar Chabad. Over there, and the Rebbe says, I enjoyed that he wrote about this young man and this other young man, that they are giving classes, they're giving shiurim. And the Rebbe said, I'm sure that the way they give the class, that not only does it not weaken their own intense concentration in trying to figure out the Gemara, Pirush Rashi, and Tosfos, and the regular stuff, but, you know, sometimes when you give a class for a lower level of students, then you don't spend as much time in trying to concentrate and figure out like complicated passages of the Talmud. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure that the way they're giving the class, not only does it not weaken their own concentration in the studies that they learn in the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, but on the contrary, this is going to help them to go up from level to level. The Rebbe says, you have to be very careful and you got to supervise it, because there's two styles of study. There's one style, you're just learning on the surface. You're not going into the inside analysis. You're just doing sort of, and sometimes you're doing deeply. And so the Rebbe says, in the beginning, there might be only a small difference, and therefore, you got to be careful. I'm not sure the Rebbe wants to make sure that they shouldn't adopt a style of not concentrating and not analyzing or thinking deeply. Then there was another question also. You know, there is something about the Rebbe was talking about during that period of time about every day to give tzedakah. So they have a fund by the Rebbe, actually, which is called Keren Hashana. So you give them whatever donation you want, but enough. They tell you how many days of the coming year, the beginning of the year by Rosh Hashanah. They tell you exactly how many days there are, and you give the amount, pennies, dimes, nickels, dollars, $100, whatever you want to give, and their job is, this fund puts in for you, they're just your agent, every day of the year they put in tzedakah. Of course, Shabbos and Yom Tov, they give it before Shabbos and before Yom Tov, when you can't handle it, the money itself. So that way you have a zechus, you have the privilege every day. So the Rebbe spoke about it, so he says, but he asked the Rebbe, where should you give that tzedakah for the number of the days of the year? Where should he deposit that? So the Rebbe says, in the meantime, the Rebbe says, put it in the fund of, they have a fund of Gemilus Chesed, where they had the free loans. Put it into that fund, which is by Agudas Chabad. And, you know, the Rebbe is going to, get it from there. He's going to make sure that this distribution takes place on a regular basis. Further, the Rebbe says, and this is also that we see, the Rebbe was unique in his approach, we should say. You know, most of the people would say to you, students, let them just study. Don't get them involved in activities, in community work. Of course, the Rebbe wanted students to be mostly involved in their studies. But the Rebbe also felt it's important and it's absolutely necessary for them to also be part of giving to the community, also being involved in the activity. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you will have this fitting students, the student fitting, to have them participate in Tumchid Mimim, in the activities that they're going to do for Yutus Kislev in the Yom HaBoyer, in that clear day, that beautiful day of Yutus Kislev, and that precede it and follow it, and also in the future. The Rebbe is encouraging him, utilize the students, have the students part to do some of the activities that are for the community. Now, the Rebbe says, it's known, the promise of the Alter Rebbe in the beginning of his book, Torah Or, that when you help somebody else, and the Rebbe quotes it quite frequently, that your own mind and your own heart become refined 1,000 times as much. Meaning, you're not wasting your time. It's not that you're going to lose out because you're doing some community activities, because you're doing work outside of learning. You're not going to lose out. On the contrary, it's going to make you even more successful. So, although it's understood, it doesn't mean that it's going to fly into your head. It says it's going to be refined. In other words, you have to learn. You have to put in effort. But he's promising you, if you put in effort, even 1 hour of effort, you're going to succeed as if it would take you 1,000 times of effort. But you still got to put in that hour of effort. It's not going to come flying into your brain if we don't do any effort. And this is not just an exaggeration, as understood from the notes, I believe from the Tzemach Tzedek, that were printed on that publication, which is called Lekutei Torah for the Gimel Parsha of the Rebbe Marash, that is known for that, Ayin Shom. The Rebbe blesses him that for this clear day, Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, may you and all those who support in the holy work be blessed, and all your students, and all the people who you influence, and that you should have a good year in the study of Chassidus, in the ways of Chassidus, you should be written and sealed. So the Rebbe is writing to Rabbi Shlomo Chaim, to Rabbi Kesselman, that he's happy that they're giving shiurim, but make sure that they stay on track with their learning styles. It's very easy to get confused. The Rebbe says, put in the tzedakah for the year in this fund to be distributed. And the Rebbe says, have the students participate in the activities for Yutis Kislev. And not to worry, it is actually going to help them. But they're going to have to work hard, but at least for 1 hour. They may gain like 1,000 hours, but at least they still have to work for it.